Hola mi gente, this is your favorite chica, Judy Torres. Attention all freestyle freaks, I cannot wait to see you.
Freestyle Feast 2023, Saturday, July 29th. Doors open at 4 p.m. Show starts at 6, featuring live performances by TKA. The most beautiful
sound I ever heard. Judy Torres.
Will you love me, cause I love you all the time.
The Cover Girl. Lizette Melendez, who will also be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Sapphire, Brenda K. Starr, Rob Bass, Coro, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, Cynthia, C-Bank, Raquel, and Joe Zangi. The show is hosted by Sal Abatello and Speedy with music by Impact, White Boy KYS, and Blazer One. Get your tickets now by going to Ticketmaster.com or calling 914-725-0011. It all goes down at the Catholic Health Amphitheater at Bald Hill, Saturday, July 29th, Freestyle Feast 2023.
Presented by Brian Rosenberg, New York.
Hey, this is media personality Daryl W. Butler, better known as Fat Daryl, and you're listening to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life. This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres. Welcome to Beautiful Life Podcast, Season 4. And if you're listening for the first time, allow me to elaborate a little bit on who I am. I have been a professional recording artist for over 35 years. I have been dubbed by the fans the Queen of Freestyle. And since then, I have also become a TEDx speaker, a radio personality on WKTU for 20 years. Yet keep showing up until you're introduced. Come on. That's so good. So, Daryl,
hey, it's true,
I wanted to have you on because most of the time I have women on. And a lot of the women we have on, they're very inspiring. They're very upbeat. They're very positive. And I don't get a chance to often really speak to men. And so I feel that I know, you know, we've become friends because I follow him on LinkedIn. We finally started chatting back and forth. And I found out that Daryl is a fan of freestyle as well. So that's
definitely.
That's one of the things we started talking about.
Actually,
right?
Yeah, I blew my back out trying to hit some of those high notes and come through my arms. So I'm going to send you a medical bill one of these days.
So I really, really love your content. And I think, there's just something here. And I'm like, I have to talk to him. So can you tell me, where does this come from? What do you believe is your purpose in life here? Like what's going to be your contribution to the world?
My personal purpose, I mean, I just love entertaining people and putting a smile on people's faces in different capacities. I just need creative outlets. You read off that long list. Like, I actually started sweating when your producer is like, hey, what's your title? I'm like, because I used to think it was a bad thing to have so many hyphens, whatever. But some lady on LinkedIn actually taught me about multi-potentialites. And basically that's something that's somebody who can specialize in different things. Like you have specialists like a surgeon who might just go in there and do surgery and be amazing at that. But then you might have a doctor who could also play violin. you know what I mean? So you need both types in the world, but I just love creating, and I guess all the different things, the common denominator of everything you rattled off for me is that I try to just bring joy to people's lives and express my creativity through whether it is fitness or whether it is the writing or the acting or the hosting or the food or whatever. So my role in life is hopefully just to uplift people. And I always say that there's enough room at the table we can all eat. Like, I believe that. So yeah, I'll encourage you encourage me, and let's get there together.
Yeah, I agree with that. I remember one time I was criticized for doing so many things. My ex-husband said, what are you? I don't get it. Are you a singer? You're a radio personality? You're a Zumba instructor? You're a writer? What are you? And it hit me. And I was like, That's a good question. What am I just all over the place? Am I, you know, can I not focus on one thing? Am I not able to be happy? And then I was like, no. When I wrote everything down, I realized at heart, I'm a communicator.
Since you do all these different things and since I do so many things, we can see the bigger picture, how things overlap. So I don't think having multiple talents, like everybody in 2023 wants to put themselves in like one box, like I'm this or I'm that. But why can't you be more than one thing? I mean, look at like The Rock. I want to say Will Smith just right now, but look at J-Lo.
Right. Yeah. She's created an empire, right?
You could be a human Swiss Army knife. You could do more than one thing, but for some reason you go to an interview or something like that and they expect you just to take one lane. I feel as though there are multiple, it's a multi-lane highway. Let's keep shifting lanes.
What was that word that you used? Multi-potentialite?
Yeah, it's kind of a mouthful, right? But multi-potentialite. So like basically the theme of that message was that it was multi-potentialites. There are some that are hyperactive and they can't focus. So that's the negative side of multi-potentialite, because you're good at so many different things. Mm-hmm. You could also spend too long in something that's not really your full calling because you're good at these different things, or you might get bored quickly. But if you know this about yourself, you could harness the power of this, and it's a pretty cool thing. Like I'm not to sound cocky, I'm good at different things. Why shouldn't I be able to express that? Like, why should I close off one door just so I could say, okay, well, all I do is this is X. You know what I'm saying? Like, why ignore other facets of my life? Life is too short. I mean, I go for it. If you enjoy doing five things, go for it.
I always think it's good to have a plan B and a plan C, but I guess with you, it's like a D, E, N, F.
Especially this economy, you need multiple streams of income anyway. So if you're good at more than one thing.
Yeah, the one thing I do recognize and respect about you, Daryl, is your hustle. Can you tell me more about that? Because I think for some people now, when they graduate from college, they just think, okay, I'm going to find a job. And then there's this expectation, there's this strange thing with the generation that they feel entitled for certain things. And they're, in my opinion, and I might be wrong about this, I feel like they're afraid to work. They're afraid to bust their butt and sweat a little. So what is it that gives you that push to do that?
My goals are lofty. Like you're such an inspiration, like seeing you on the radio, seeing you do these different things. Like right now I can't do that. Especially, you know, I got married during a pandemic. So I got my wife, I gotta make sure she's taken care of. So I think some of the people that don't want to work when they have to work, I mean, at some point, I mean, like push comes to shove, you have to do something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So some of it is self-preservation, but aside from that, I mean, there's internal drive too. I mean, you start to figure out as you get older that life is shorter than you think. So if you want to make things happen, just start laying out your plan and get to work, because it's not going to get handed to you. Oh, and yeah. I think a lot of people, like you said, they think that things are going to be handed to them. Sometimes people, you know, things are handed to you. And I had a great childhood. Don't get me wrong. My parents did hand things to me, but they also made me work for it too. Mm-hmm. Like I might save, like they might give me the allowance money, but I still have to save it to buy that Casio keyboard I wanted back in third grade. You know what I mean? So it still taught me a lot of different lessons. I know they're there to be the emergency button if I ever really got stuck. But at the same time, you have to get out there and go for what you want. Otherwise, the last thing I want in life, one of my biggest fears is dying with untapped potential and the fear of what if. You know what I mean? So if you got plans, you have to go for them.
That would be tragic, to die without knowing what you could have done.
I always, it's a weird phrase that I started saying recently. There's context behind this even today, but I always say there's a W in every L, because there is a win in every loss that I've had. There's a reason for it. Like even those closed doors are a blessing too. Just by going for things, even if you get a closed door, sometimes that is the blessing. And the cool thing about social media is you could see some of those closed doors. Like, well, I see some of my exes online right now. Some of those closed doors, I was blessed.
Yeah. In the moment,
it might not feel like that, but some of these closed doors are a blessing. You're dodging some bullets there, but it's also projecting you forward. So the next time I experience something, I'm starting already with that knowledge in the back of my head. So, I mean, you know, I kind of grew up in the church. My parents were, you know, my parents are heavily in the church, and they've overcome a lot. I mean, they started with nothing. and now they're retired with, like, you know, 3 pensions and all this stuff. So just seeing their example too is, just looking at them, looking at my wife, and just looking at my baby pictures of the kid that was standing in front of the TV, like, singing songs and, like, acting out commercials. I don't want to let any of those people down. That's kind of what fuels me too.
Well, let's talk about the big question, because this is how you and I started talking, because I was like, how did he do that? It's all about the trade.
I don't even know what this is.
It's all about the trademarked Fat Darryl sandwich.
Oh, the okay.
Please
the
tell everyone this story, because this is, people, if you have an idea, run with it, because you will see that the universe will back you up. I love this story. Please tell everyone.
A lot of people might be familiar with Rutgers University, or maybe not. In Jersey, yeah. I mean, outside of Jersey, our football team has we won the first intercollegiate game ever, though. But aside from that, it's been a little rough stretch. one of the things they were known for when I went to the school was these sandwiches they had there. They're called fat sandwiches. They only had like 3 or 4 when I was going to school. So the main one that was popular at the school was called a Fat Cat. And it was basically like a cheeseburger platter to go. So it had
my producer's fries. Shaking his head. He's going, so good. It's so good.
Yeah. So that was my favorite thing. Like my brother went to Rutgers too. So even when I visited my brother, I was like, I want to eat at those trucks one day. So that was part of the appeal of me wanting to go to the school. I started getting those all the time. And there was one day where I was just having a really rough day. Like I showed up late for class. So I got called out by the teacher. I went to some party. It was terrible. And then my friends and I walked to these trucks after this party ends, and they asked me if I wanted a Fat Cat, because there used to be a courtyard where they'd all try to call you for the business. I went to my favorite truck. They're like, hey, you want a Fat Cat? Because I was literally there that much. I was like, they could spot me from a mile away because I was always getting Fat Cats. But that was a day where I was tired of doing the same stuff. So I was like, no, I don't want a Fat Cat. I want something else. So the whole week I was craving chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, French fries, like all these different things. So I looked over the side menu. I was going to order that, but then I saw the price. So I was like, oh, because I was like, this is college. So I had no money. So the Fat
you
Cat
was on
was
a budget.
But, yeah. So the Fat Cat was $4.50, but all those ingredients, that would have been like, I don't know, $12 or so. So I was like, oh, so I had to be creative. So I asked them if they would make me something like a Fat Cat, just so I could get the taste of everything I wanted. But let me put it on my own sandwich. So they went for it. So I started. So first I rattled off those 3 because I wanted those 3. I wanted chicken fingers, fries, and mozzarella sticks. So I was like, put that on the bread.
So you then put that in a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. So I needed something to glue it together, though. So I had to put marinara sauce on it. So I figured it'd be like a chicken parm, right, with fries. But then the original version, the first one ever made, it had lettuce and tomato. I guess that's too healthy for kids now because a lot of them take it off. But the lettuce and tomato's on there, too. So I ordered that. And while they were making it, there's a long line. People used to line up in this courtyard. Like your producer sounds like he's been there for. So there were like 50 people standing in line behind me. So the girl behind me, she's like, "Wow, that sounds good. Let me try that." And then her boyfriend was like, "Yeah, let me try it too." And it was like a movie scene because the people behind them wanted to try it. Then the next person wanted to try it. The next 50 people in line ordered the same thing that I had just rattled off. So from that, it shot up to number 1 at the school. Like they sold those for the rest of the night. All the other trucks kind of caught on. So the next day I go to class, I'm like around lots of places. They're asking me to put my picture on the trucks. So it's kind of blew up from there.
Well, I want to intercede and say that now there's an actual like a store in the center of the Rutgers campus. And I know this because I'm a high school teacher. And after some of my students graduate, one of them last summer said, "Mr. Madunio, can we go to Rutgers to eat something?" I said, "Sure." We get there, and it took 3 of us to eat the Fat Darryl.
Really?
It is quite delicious, but let's just say I was on a cleanse for 2 days after I ate the Fat Darryl. So it's nice to finally talk to the guy that was the reason why I had a very hard bowel movement. Thank you very much, but it was delicious.
you're welcome. If that's my... Hey, you're welcome. See, I told you, it's all about changing lives, Judy.
Delicious.
One mouth at a time, absolutely.
One bowel movement at a time. So behind the building, actually, there's some giant mural. It's almost awkward. There's like this giant picture of me behind it, like holding the sandwich in front of my face behind the store.
That's fantastic. And then you had a trademark, though, right?
Well, yeah. So 2004. Oh, don't do the math on that. I'm trying to be timeless. But 2004, it got named number one in the country. First of all, when I made that, I was just trying to hustle these guys. I was just hungry. So they charged me $450. I won. That's all I cared about. But then all of a sudden, like I was getting recognized at the school. I was getting like dates from the food. So I was like, this is awesome. Like I was free food for the rest of my college. So that was enough for me. But in 2004, they named it number one in the country. Maxim magazine did this article on the best sandwiches in the nation. So they had representatives from like each state. And they all tried them, and mine got named number one.
That's
so
awesome.
The Associated Press put that in USA Today and all these other things, and all of a sudden it blew up. Like I'm standing next to Al Roker and Paula Deen, like Good Morning America.
Wow, Paula Deen too? Oh, excuse me.
They flew me into Georgia to go. Like I was doing like push-ups with her standing on my back. It was weird. So once it blew up, I'm like, all right, wait, I need to do something. So I registered the name. That was 20 years ago. So the upcoming school year actually will be the 20-year anniversary. So that's kind of cool. I'm trying to have some preliminary discussions to see if we can maybe do something, because since it's more of a brick and mortar store now instead of like the courtyard experience that kids had back in the day. It's some people don't fully know about it, but the 20-year thing is kind of cool. So we'll see if.
So since we're coming up on 20 years, are you going to franchise?
I'd love the franchise. It's just tricky. I might have to partner with an actual. There are some knockoff companies out there that have fake versions of it too. Mm-hmm. But I would love to partner with someone to bring it across the entire country. Like me opening a restaurant. Like I don't know if I have the capital or the energy to build my own restaurant from scratch. I think partnering with somebody who's already out there would be kind of cool though. So I'll see what I can. I have a couple ideas, but at this point, yeah. I mean, right now it's just it's mostly the originals at Rutgers and that whole general area, and then I don't recommend any of the knockoffs outside of there. Go if you want
You could do it, Daryl. And I think you know what? Since it's 20 years now, we just did an episode about functional medicine and eating clean. We should do a skinny Daryl. Instead of a bun, Darryl, we make them like lettuce wraps.
I thought of that concept because I was hoping to expand this thing a while ago. So yeah, because I'm also a personal trainer, which is ironic. I mean, maybe that's kind of why it's been still a story all these years, because I'm a personal trainer, but then I also made like the most fattening sandwich in America.
Well, you had to become a personal trainer so you could help people lose the weight after eating the sandwich.
I help your producer lose, but probably at least 3 to 5 pounds. So.
I am quite skinny, sir.
that bowel movement probably made you a little lighter. That's what I'm saying. So I mean, that was instant.
So let me ask you this question, Daryl. I'm going to change the subject a bit. Three principles you believe makes a good man.
I would start with communication, and the reason I say communication is because no matter what else comes out of my mouth, if you can't express any of this stuff or communicate, even the best intentions could go south, right? So if I have a, so like I think I'll say, well, I'm going to say two. So communication and follow through are the first two. I'll give you a third one in a second because I know the answer. It was supposed to be a three-part answer, but the second one, so action over words. So there's a difference between saying, hey, you deserve flowers, and me going to go get flowers and bring them to you. So action over words is always important to me. But then communication, you have to communicate what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and why you're doing certain things. Like if I just leave the house and I'm going to go work and I'm trying to make the money for my wife or whatever, I'm trying to do things for her, but I don't tell her that, my good intentions could still result in an argument because I'm not including her in the plan. So I would put communication all the way at the top because that helps with trust, that helps develop respect, that helps everything. Follow through would be number two. I'd say respect is number three because you have to respect your partner, but you also have to respect yourself too. If you're not happy with yourself, it's hard to, you can't bring that negative energy into the relationship. If I thought about this longer, I might have a different three, but communication is always good. I think communication, follow through, and respect would be my top three.
Best advice you were ever given.
Go for what you want. I mean, these are, wow, you hit me with the rapid fires. Hey, she got the hard hitting questions. Yeah, I mean, just go for what you want. Like just knowing that I'm enough. like when I see that bubble pop up with my mom and my dad there, and like, and again, that little baby picture of me, like just like cheering me on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just knowing that I need to go for it, you know, like, cause a lot of times you'll hesitate in life, but there's no time for hesitation, man. This ride is getting, it gets faster as you get older. So mm-hmm. take advantage true. Now.
When I coach my yeah. clients, I tell them to draw a line from 0 to 100 and mark off every 10, 10, 20, 30, et cetera, until you get to 100. And then I tell them, find your age and mark it there. And from there to 0, look at that. And that's how much life you've completed already. And from where you are to 100 is what you have left. Chances yeah. are we might not even get to 100. So that means the time you yeah. have left is so valuable.
My grand aunt is the anomaly. She just celebrated 106 years back in
wow.
April.
Wow!
So give her a little shout out. She got the. Hopefully, I have the vampire DNA. I might be able to do the same thing.
Absolutely, so. Daryl. I think
not if you keep eating those fat Daryls, you're not going to be able to do it.
yeah. Moderation, man. See, I think life is about balance, right? So yeah. I wouldn't recommend eating them every day, yeah. but every now and then, you know, go for it.
Daryl, I think, I don't know if you've done it already, but I think motivational speaking may be in your future.
But that would be cool. You know, during COVID, I was just trying to better my, I started taking courses and different things. So I have a life coach thing. I have a certification. I just haven't really used it though. But through the personal training, I've motivated
Daryl,
people through personal
how
training.
Do you not use your certification for life coaching?
Well, through personal training, I've motivated a lot of people.
And that's then, true. You know, that's true.
My goals are to host and to act and stuff. So, I mean, in other ways, but yeah, directly, you're right. I should, awesome. watching you definitely has inspired that. So I'm like, aww. Yeah, you know, I should start using that a little more.
Thank you. Well, Daryl W. Butler, I want to thank you so much for spending your time with me. I hope you've inspired some people, especially if they have that little idea that's running around in their head. And it just goes to show you that accidents sometimes happen, but sometimes they happen for the better. And your Fat Daryl sandwich is a beautiful example of that, how you have an opportunity and you took it and you ran with it and it turned into something major.
Yeah, you never know. You really never know what your moment is going to be. So.
I say for the 20th anniversary, we get a team of heavy eaters together. Maybe Judy won't because she's eating clean, but we should come out there and rouse the crowd at Rutgers and do a whole big celebration and maybe make freestyle meat food. What do you think about that?
I love it. I want to collaborate with Judy anyways.
So set it up, Daryl.
You can have a Fat Daryl eating contest.
There's a challenge. There's a challenge for that.
So there is? Okay, good.
Yeah. That guy. I've been on Man vs. Food and a couple of those other shows. Like there's a challenge. You have to eat 5 in 45 minutes.
I couldn't even get through one.
Oh, God.
by yourself. No help.
That's amazing. Well, Daryl, yeah, let people know where they can follow you so that they can be inspired just as much as I am.
Yeah. I mean, so as far as LinkedIn, so it's Daryl W. Butler. You asked before. My middle name is Wayne. I don't, it's not a big deal. It's not a secret. so it's Daryl W. Butler. And then it's at Fat Daryl's LLC. If you're using that Threads thing or Instagram, and then Fat Daryl and everything else. So Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. So
awesome.
Those are the main ones.
Daryl, thank you so much for joining us. And I really, really appreciate
me.
Your time.
Okay? Yeah, thanks again.
Hola mi gente, this is your favorite chica, Judy Torres.
And the summer in a big way at the Coney Island Amphitheater presented by Brian Rosenberg, New York and Fever Records. Live Nation gives you Freestyle Beach House White Party happening Saturday, September 2nd, 2023. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7, featuring live performances by TKA and K7.
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come.
George Lamont.
What is that name?
Judy Torres. Suave, receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Sapphire, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, The Cover Girls, Sugar Hill Gang, Cynthia, Seabag, Lime, Sammy Zone, celebrating the 30th anniversary of K7. Music by DJ Lucho and White Boy KYS, hosted by Sal Abatello and Speedy, presented by Fever Entertainment and Brian Rosenberg, New York. White attire is encouraged, but not required. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or for more info, call 914-725-0011. End the summer in a big way, the Freestyle Beach House White Party at the Coney Island Amphitheater.
Attention all freestyle freaks. Freestyle lives forever.
Wow.
the Fat Daryl. So if you weren't eating clean, would you at least take a bite?
When I heard mozzarella, my mouth watered a little bit. I miss cheese a little bit. So I definitely would have tried it. Why not? Why not? Why not try anything once?
It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was super delicious if you just needed that, like, mouthful of grease and everything that you know you're not supposed to eat. Oh, it's awesome. But, like, you know, you've eaten clean for a long time. So, well, I think if you took a bite the first time out the gate, you'd have to find an outhouse.
I think once in a while, it's okay to treat yourself to something. And if I do decide to have a sandwich again, I will definitely treat myself to a Fat Daryl.
And I love his use of the word multi-potentialite. You, Judy Torres, are a multi-potentialite.
I even had to ask, can you say that one more time? Because I thought, wow, that's what I am. Okay. Because I know that I'm not the only person out there. And for there are many people out there who feel like, why are you doing so many things? Are you not happy with your life? Slow down, you know? And my feeling is I can't slow down. And everything that I have in my life, from being a Zumba instructor to being on the air to being an actor to being a TEDx speaker, everything started with my first song, No Reason to Cry. Everything that I have today is because of that song.
Out of all of it, what would you say is your favorite thing to do? I know you love being on stage. I've seen it. There's a certain thing that is fulfilled when you're on the stage. But then I also see you doing this right now, which I know fulfills you too. So what is your favorite?
It's hard. Well, singing will always be my favorite. And if I could choose something else other than what I do now, I would love to be on Broadway. That's the thing that I would live for. In addition to that, though, I have to say I was just cast in a horror film. And it's good. It's called Merciless Christmas. And I was also cast as a lead in a play called A Day in the Crib. So I'm really excited. So I feel like the acting thing is finally happening. It's little by little. And so I'm excited about that too. It's hard. I just love communicating. I love performing. I love entertaining. I love helping people feel better.
Utilizing the gifts that you've been given to help people feel better.
When someone first walks into a room and I talk to them or I sing for them or I act and they leave the room feeling better than when they came in, I feel really good about that. That makes me feel fulfilled. And awesome. And I get that from life coaching as well.
So you really are the definition of multi-potentialite in every sense of the word.
Darling, I'm a multi-potentialite.
Love that. And we have someone standing by that is everything but the multi-potentialite.
She's a unipotentialite.
I don't know what she is. She's a term.
She got potential.
She's a term we can't say. Right, like in Pretty Woman, kids look, you think I got potential? Like, yeah, she's everything we can't say, but she's here right now.
Oh my God, yo, Daryl W. Butler was amazing. Yo, he had a sandwich named after him?
Well, he created the sandwich.
What's the name of the sandwich again?
It's called the Fat Daryl.
The Fat Daryl, yo, that's hot. Is it like fat, like with an F or like a PH?
Oh no, this is straight on with an F.
Pero Judy, why? I want to understand this right now. I've been here for 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons, I'm saying. And I don't have my own sandwich, yo. What's up with that? Judy, the least you could do is give me my own sandwich. Come on, let's come up with a name right now.
Well, I mean, I don't have a sandwich named after me.
Yeah, but that's you. I'm different. I'm special.
Well, I tell you the truth, the Poochie, it does sound like it'd be good on a menu, no, Judy?
Yeah, I think let's call it the Poochie.
How about we do a Poochie Panini?
Even better.
Panini's Italian, right? That's all right. That's cool. All right, but what are we going to put in it, yo?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What accoutrement would you put into the sandwich?
Escuche qué?
Accoutrement.
What is that? Yo, that word's too big for my head. Remember my hard head? That's too big.
It's a fancy word for ingredients.
So why you just don't say ingredients?
Well, because I'm educated. I wanted to, you know, spice it up a little bit.
All right. Well, look, let's get ghetto right here, okay? Let's think Bronx, all right? Because that's where I'm from, yo. Let's do, like, fried eggs, right? With American cheese, yo, like the Kraft American cheese, you know, because that stuff melts nice, right? And then we do like, we do Spam. We do like fried Spam and we put it on top of that. And then you get little salchichas, the little sausages, like, you know, the little Vienna sausages, you cut them up like in little pieces, you fry them, right? And you put it all there. And of course you gotta put mayonnaise because because every time I go to the deli and I get a ham and cheese, I always ask for mayonnaise. All right. And then wait. Then you got to put some sazon on that, yo.
I'm thinking the sandwich really relates to the qualities of the person you are, Poochie. So you're a little greasy, you're salty, and a lot of spicy.
All right. Like, I like a lot of spicy. What you said, what's the other things you said?
Salty.
Yo, I ain't salty.
Well, sometimes you could be a little salty.
Whatever.
Spicy. Spicy's a good thing.
Yo, spicy, that's me right there. I'm like sazon and adobo put together. Times three.
Right. Greasy?
Yo, whatever. I don't care. But let me tell you something. That sandwich right there is going to beat out Fat Darryl.
Little Judy, why?
Judy, loving the freestyle music and all the freestyle freaks. You know, everybody loves that you're a life coach. But, you know, we have to remind the people that you are the queen of freestyle. And there's two great opportunities that your court, so to say, can come on out and pay homage to the queen. Why don't you tell us all about it?
Oh my gosh, please humble me a little bit. Woo. Well, all right, we got two big events, one at the Catholic Health Amphitheater in Bald Hill and the other in Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York.
All right, so tell us about July 29th first.
Saturday, July 29th, doors open at 4 p.m. Showtime starts at 6 p.m. It's presented by Brian Rosenberg, New York, and Fever Entertainment. So many great performers on stage. TKA, The Cover Girls, Lizette Melendez, receiving her Lifetime Achievement Award.
All right, Lizette.
Yes, girl. Sapphire, Brenda K. Starr, Rob Bass, Poro, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, Cynthia, Seabank, Raquel, and Joe Zangi. Hosted by our very own Sala Botello and Speedy. Music by Impact, White Boy KYS, and Blazer One. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Go get your tickets now.
That's right, or you can call 914-725-0011. It's One Ski Run Lane in Farmingville, New York. We hope to see you there. And then, of course, close out the summer, Labor Day weekend, with the Freestyle Beach House White Party. Judy, let's go to Coney Island.
Saturday, September 2nd, 2023, featuring TKA, George Lamont, Suave receiving his Lifetime Achievement Award, Sapphire, Betty D of Sweet Sensation, The Cover Girls, Sugar Hill Gang, Cynthia, Seabank, Lime, Sammy Zone, and myself, of course. We're also celebrating the 30th anniversary of K7. It's going to be amazing. Wow. Music by DJ Lucho and White Boy KYS, hosted by Sala Botello and Speedy, presented by Brian Rosenberg, New York, and Fever Entertainment. White attire encouraged but not required.
Well, no, I'm going to see if I got something white to wear for that one. Ticketmaster.com for tickets. For info, call 914-725-0011. Of course, the event date and time might be subject to change. Tickets are subject to applicable service charges. Sounds like a great way to end the summer. Catch the fever, my friends. What would the Judy Torres sandwich consist of?
Are we talking about Judy Torres eating clean?
Oh, come on. Give me the Judy before eating clean.
As I've gotten older, I have to say, and this is before I started eating clean. As I've gotten older, I don't like sandwiches as much as I used to. But I do love like Italian bread or ciabatta.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it toasted, like crispy on the outside, soft on the inside. Like, I don't care. Scrambled eggs with bacon, a little bit of mozzarella cheese, or chicken, like a chicken cutlet with mozzarella and roasted sun-dried tomatoes. Press that. I'm good with that. That's good.
With a nice cold Moscato on the side.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Moscato Riesling. Oh my God, I miss wine too. Stop it. Oh, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And you could subscribe and follow anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Podomatic, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere. Just check us out.
And you can follow Judy on social media at Judy Torres Music, JudyTorresLifeCoach.com. To book a potential consultation. She's taking new clients because she's such a multi-potentialite.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, te quiero, mi gente. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.